The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says the Islamic Republic will continue talks with the Taliban to help resolve security problems in Afghanistan. Ali Shamkhani made the remarks in a meeting with Afghanistan's senior security official in Kabul. He added that Tehran has been holding talks with the Taliban with the knowledge of the Afghan government. Earlier, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif urged the international community to facilitate dialogue between the Taliban and the Afghan government to restore peace in the war-torn country. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan in 2001 to eradicate the Taliban. Despite its military presence in Afghanistan, the U.S. has so far failed to restore security in the country. Right now, I'm joined by our correspondent stationed there right now, Amin Alemi. Can you give us more details about the comments that were made by Iran's Supreme National Security Council and the meetings that have been held?
Well, the Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council of Iran arrived in Kabul today in a one-day visit. He met with a number of high-ranking Afghan officials, including the Afghan President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani, the country's Chief Executive Director Abdullah Abdullah, and Hamdullah Mohib, who is the National Security Advisor of the Afghan President. During his meeting with Afghanistan's National Security Advisor, Iran's Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council emphasized the importance of creation of peace and stability in Afghanistan and the close cooperation between the two countries, but also between all regional countries here in the Middle East and across the other areas, including China, Russia, and Pakistan. Rear Admiral Ali Shamkhani also emphasized that Iran is committed to further back peace process in Afghanistan under an ongoing negotiations and talks with the Taliban militant group. He said that such talks between Tehran and Taliban is designed under close cooperation between Kabul and Tehran. And he also emphasized that Tehran is ready to back Afghan military forces, as well as during his meeting with the Afghanistan's Chief Executive Director Abdullah Abdullah. He emphasized on some political and economic issues like Khwaf Herat railway project. Once again, the Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council of Iran added that the Iranian government is ready to further cooperate with the Afghan government, particularly when it comes to convince the Taliban militant group in order to join peace talks with the Afghan government. Let's not forget that this delegation, Iranian delegation, met with the high-ranking Afghan officials here in Kabul, while Kabul hosted a similar delegation from Pakistan over the last week. The delegation of Pakistani delegation also emphasized the importance of boosting regional cooperation between Afghanistan, Pakistan, and many other countries across this region to finally reach peace and gain peace and prosperity and stability here in Afghanistan.
I'm very sorry. I'd like to cut you off. Can you give us some more information about the talks that have been held between Iran and the Taliban, how successful they have been? Is there a possibility to bring peace finally to Afghanistan? But what can you tell us more about the talks that were held between Iran and the Taliban?
Of course, Mr. Shamkhani emphasized on the importance of struggles in order to bring peace here in Afghanistan and the close cooperation between regional countries. He said that given insecurity in Afghanistan, means that the rest of regional country will also be affected by terrorist groups. So any cooperation between regional countries, particularly Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, and even China, will lead the entire region to peace and stability.
Thank you very much, our correspondent Alemi, joining us live from Kabul with more information regarding head of Iran's National Security Council, who is now in Kabul.